Hey, all you traders and investors out there, thanks for joining me once again. This is Trade Doc on Eye on the Market. Today is November 10th, 2017. It's a Sunday. It's about 1 p.m. And I'm just taking a look at some charts, putting down some of the trades that I put in. Some of the trades were, the last one was bought some put verticals in XLP and bought some puts verticals in USO. Sold some puts in NEO. Sold calls in EWZ. EFA, I have two. One that closed, it was only open for 3-4 days and it closed in a small profit. EFA, I'm looking to short. Have a small short in XLI. LK, which is Luckin Coffee. I bought some call verticals. Sold some Chinese communications. Bunch of expirations, a lot of EWZ put expirations, so that worked out really good. FXI, which is China, good, those trades are coming in. I think maybe one close this week, but now that the markets have been pushing up, now we're going to see some consolidation or price discovery or even just a flush of the ones that are not going to be and long with the market. So seeing that there's 2 months left for the end of the year, I'm expecting some consolidation or a flush, but definitely a continuation to the bullish side for the rest of the time. So by next summer, most likely these prices will be a little bit higher, mostly just stagnant. So there'll be some volatility, especially because the volatility has been crushed lately. But I wouldn't go past that the market's going to be bullish. So, but they'll be a little bit bullish as far as oil. And see the retest of 60s right now. I have the short. Like I said, I got the short at the 57.50s, and that's working out. I did it with some buying some put verticals. And in a futures trade that was closed within the day or the day after, but it was a fast profit. Anyways, let's get right into it. It's Eye on the Market. This is Thoughts and Trading with Trade Doc. Segment's called Eye on the Market, where we go over the broad 32 ETFs that we can trade options on and find opportunity. First up is USO. USO is trading at $11.99. Got shorts placed at $12. This pattern that it's created in the last 4 days is more of a continuation pattern, but I'd like to see this come back down to $11.60 before making it run back up. Next is XOP, and that's Oil Explorers, and they've definitely found a floor at $20.30. They were up a little over 0.5% on Friday. Then more consolidation here. I see these prices remain in between 22 and 24 for a little bit. Volatility is on the lower end, so it is pretty good to sell premium there. Next is OIH, and OIH is the oil services. They're looking a little bit more bullish than bearish, so a good bounce up, more of a retest of the 14s. Right now it's trading at 12.10. Next is UNG, that's natural gas. Natural gas, I've gotten the volatility's been getting crushed, and pile of volatility still up high. Natural gas definitely going to keep on moving up. Just no trading there. Next is XLE, and that's the energy sector. This will keep. This has been another reason why the market's been up for a while. I see this remaining and probably retesting back down to the 58s. Next is XLU, and like we said, XLU is going to come back down. It's retesting 61.50 since the market's been bullish. XLU has been getting sold, so it's going back down to the prior support level. So this is all normal. This all looks good. I don't see XLU getting up to new highs anytime soon. This trading might be between the 59 and the 64s for a while. Right now it's at 61.75. Next is XLI, and that's the industrial sector, and they've been very bullish. I placed a short in the middle and the beginning of the week. That was on Monday. It pushed up a little bit higher since then. I got it at the 81 strike, so I'm not too far away. Right now it's trading at 81.75. Just looking for a retracement trade and consolidation. Next is XLB, and that's the material sector, is moving up, looking for a new price range. So new price range might be between 61 and 58. Good consolidation trading there in the material sector. Next is XME, and that's metals and mining. They have continued the breaking out, stayed firm, steady this week, not too volatile on Friday, kind of closed up a 0.5%. So metals and mining's looking strong. It looks like it's going to continue moving up. So as of right now, though, I can see a retracement happening pretty soon in the next week or so. Next is MJ, and MJ maybe has found a bottom. Still long. I did a double bounce, so it was up 4% on Friday. So hopefully MJ finally bottomed out. Next is XBI, and that's biotech sector. And biotech sector is definitely moving up. It's broken above its prior resistance of 77.50. And then the last 3 weeks, it's made its way up back to the 82s. Right now, it's trading at 83.90. So they were up 2.5% on Friday. Bullish. Next is XLV. That's bullish as well. They were up 0.75% on Friday. Next is XRT, which is a retail sector. Retail sector took a retracement on Thursday, Friday. I see this to have a bounce once the holiday season kicks in. Next is XLP, and that's consumer staples. That's where I placed the short on consumer staples short term at the end of the day on Friday. Looking for a small retracement back down below 65. Below 60.50. So that's just a trade there. Next is XLY. XLY has kind of been stagnant for the last 2 weeks, trading that price channel. But whatever direction this decides to break out, it's going to be strong for sure. So I'd like to get on that boat. Next is SMH, and that's the semiconductors. Semiconductors broken above. So last segment, it was breakouts all over the place. It was like the world is breaking out, and that's exactly what's happened. SMH looks like it's got a long run up. And even if it breaks down and consolidates, it definitely has a little bit ways to go up. So I wouldn't be surprised to see this in the 140s, 150s by next summer. Next is IYR, and IYR has retraced back down to 91, where we thought it would. So looking for long trades again. This price so stabilized at like 87, but looking for the real estate sector to hold value. And since it's so far below its 5% slope, I'd be long for very long term, for the very long term, not short trade. Next is XLF, and that's the financials, and they've been very, very strong week after week. So for the last month, they've gone up. For the last 4 weeks, they're up 6%. So that's pretty indicative. Could they keep on moving up? Nah, but right here, this is a nice place I'd like to put shorts or some sort of consolidation and just pick up that retracement on it. Next is TLT. TLT moved down, breaking its support, trading at 134.90. I have a small position in TLT, but not so much right now. It's looking like it could have a bounce versus a continuation to the downside, which could give the markets a retracement. Next is GLD, and gold has broken support. Now it's moving back down, broken below 15,000. Was kind of like the everybody wanted $1,500 an ounce gold to hold, but it just has been breaking down since then. So I can see a continuation to the downside. Next is GDX. GDX is the gold miners, and that, again, the same kind of story. It hasn't broken the structure, but it's just about to. It's right at the lower level. Next is the SPY, SPY, and just like the financials, they've been moving up all-time highs. It hasn't broken 3,100 yet. The highest this was 3,092.75, but seeing 3,100 is not far away, so I can see this continuing to move up almost before we see another retracement. Next is the Qs, QQQ. It's the NASDAQ, and they're breaking out for the last 2 weeks, broken away from its structure. So just like the semiconductors, it's getting carried. So continuation to the upside for the NASDAQ. Next is IWM. Those are small caps, and small caps have a little bit ways to go for all-time highs. So I like to get long on the small caps just because they have more catching up to do. Next is UVXY, and that's the VIX. They hit rock bottom. The VXX is trading at 18.74, so this is another reason why I think there could be a retracement, just because the VIX is so low. Next is FXI, and China has broken out structure, coming right back down to retrace. So definitely keeping some long deltas in FXI. There's definitely a retracement happening that was caught, but we'll see how far that goes. So looking for buying opportunities in FXI. Next is INDA, and that's India. Still haven't found a way to trade India. It's been trading easier things. Volatility is pretty low. Looks like there's a retracement coming. I'd be a buyer in any deep retracement. I wouldn't be a buyer for the next 2 weeks, to tell you the truth. I'd be looking for retracements to get on the long side. Next is RSX, and that's Russia. And Russia has found new highs on Thursday. Thursday hit all-time highs of 25.35. So Russia is a good long term. You'd have to see the PE ratio, see what the companies are doing, but definitely Russia's a place to invest. And since they're taking the country and economy into a different direction, then this is pretty much leading the way. Next is EFA, and that's the Eurozone. Had placed shorts early in the week that had closed. Placed shorts on Wednesday that are still open. Just looking for a retracement, like there should be a retracement and everything else. So EFA, since it's stretched the furthest away from its structure, I'm looking for that to retrace, though I'm already taking profits in it. Next is EEM. Have no trade. Well, I have a position here, but it's pretty much almost maxed out. Just letting it expire. Definitely my next targets would be like the 45s, but not for now. My targets are more negative deltas to retest the 43s. Right now it's trading at 43.68. So I'd like to see it bounce off of 42.30s before I get long deltas. Next is EWW, and that's Mexico, and Mexico steadily moving up. Still hasn't hit its highs. Highs are at 47.42. It's trading right now at 45, so pretty strong. And, you know, I had traded this to expect the 45s, and here you go with the 45s out here now. So early in the trade. And last but not least, we got EWZ, and the EWZ is retracement back down to retest like the 42s. That'd be nice. Right now it's at 43.02. So definitely get some long. I still have some long deltas, but they're a little bit far out, targeting the 45s. But on this, it just completed a perfect 1-2-3-5 wave. Now I'm looking for the ABC retracement wave before jumping back on long. Well, this week, as I'm just going to keep it short. Besides that, I've seen cryptos are moving my account to the right side, retracing back down a little bit at the moment, but keep an eye on cryptos. So December, this is kind of like when they bounce, and it's pretty significant the bounce that happened this morning. So I'm holding on long and probably holding on and not really trading it. I'm not going to try to get out and come back in when I see it, unless I see the extreme overbought like conditions. I'm just going to keep on holding it because I don't think it's overbought at all. Still Bitcoin being below 10,000, it's still cheap. So anyways, thanks for joining me. Good luck trading this week. You know, keep look for your spots. You know, just don't buy into the all aggressive, all in trade. All right, this is Trade Doc on the market. Thoughts and trading. Peace.